Kardayan or Gulyan Singh gets the joke before I tell it. He is really a miracle. And he is fibbing just in the first line with all his grandeur. It is very unique to get the joke before it is told. Most people don't get it when even told, they laugh because others are laughing. Very few people get it. But Sardar Gurdayal Singh is ahead. Nurdaski is drunk, standing before the judge. You are accused by your landlord of being drunk and setting fire to the bed, says the judge. That's absolute nonsense. Slavers, Nurdaski, indignantly. The bed was already on fire when I got into it. Young Maria Spumoni is getting married tomorrow. So she comes to her mother, as all good Catholic virgin girls are expected. Mama, says Maria, I have to ask you something. Yes, sir, interrupts her mother. I know my little tesoro. That's why your mama is here. So let me tell you from my experience, now that you have a man, treat him nice. On your first night, blessed Virgin Mary, the things you will do, it will change your whole life. No, no, Mama, cries Maria quickly. I already know how to fuck her. I just wanted to know how to make a spaghetti. Two cannibals are sitting around the evening fire admiring a new Maytag refrigerator beside them. What is the capacity of that fridge? Asked the first cannibal. I'm not sure, says the second cannibal. I guess just a little more than those two guys who brought it. Grandma Piebecker is out walking her dog Queenie, when she decides to go into the local supermarket, she ties up Queenie outside and then goes in to do some shopping. Almost immediately, every stray dog in the area is sniffing around the defenseless Queenie. The local cop sees what is happening and goes to get Grandma Peabaker. "You can't leave your dog alone there, lady," says the cop. "Why not?" asks Grandma. "Lady," says the cop, "your dog is in heat." "Eat?" replies Grandma. "She will eat anything." "No, lady," says the cop, "your dog should be bred." "Sure," says Grandma. "She will eat bread, she will eat cake, she will eat anything." In complete frustration, the cop shouts, "The dog should be laid." Grandma stares angrily at the cop and says, "So lay her. I always wanted a police dog." Before Nivedana gives his beat for you to go completely crazy, you have to understand the meaning why throwing out your gibberish that is inside your mind continuously moving, you are not even aware of it. When you start throwing it out, then you become aware, "My God, all this bullshit I am carrying in my head, and this is the best place to do it, because everybody else is engaged in throwing his bullshit. Nobody is listening to you. You won't get this chance anywhere else in the world. So you can be absolutely at ease in exposing yourself. Just don't sit silently, because anybody who is sitting silently, all this gibberish coming from everybody else will enter into his head. I am making you to be aware, it is a warning. Don't be stupid and don't sit silently. Defeat all those who are around you. This is just a great chance." Nivedana gives the first beat to the drum and everybody goes crazy throwing his gibberish. become silent. No movement. As if you are a frozen statue. You have thrown your dust out. Don't miss the moment. Go in. Deeper, deeper, your being is deathless. You can go as deep as you have courage and guts. Deeper you go, more you are. To make this inwardness total, Nivedana, everybody dies. Feel the body left behind. Feel the mind left behind. And just enter into the unknown space. Just being to be. Is the whole purpose of meditation. In this moment, there is no difference between you and the Buddha. Keep this moment alive 24 hours. Do whatever is needed to do, but don't forget your immortal, eternal self, your universal being. Let it become your heartbeat, your very breathing. You don't have to do anything, just a little remembrance. Great and blessed is this space great and blessed are you to have found the essential religion, the very core of your nature. Live according to your nature and you will live in a dance. Your life will blossom many flowers. You will come across much love, much compassion. You will share joy. Nivedana, bring all the Buddhas back to the body. Sit down for a moment, remembering the experience. This experiencing is Zen. Okay, Manisa?
Yes, Bhagwan.
Can all the Buddhas celebrate now?
Yes. Thank you.